1. July 4th, 2093. Dr. Shift Bader. It was my watch, and it was hard to stay awake. I was so tired. We were all tired. We've been on the run for days, hiding out, trying to rest when we can. But no one could sleep tonight. At least, not soundly. We lie awake or half awake, night after night, listening for sounds of pursuit. Standing there by the window, desperately trying to keep my eyes open, I sensed another presence almost within reach. Without thinking, I swung my weapon around in that direction. "It's me," Anta whispered, and I remembered to take a breath. It was 2 a.m. Time to change the watch. "Okay," I mumbled, exhausted as I stood to face her. As Anta came closer to take my place, I realized again how much I care for her, maybe even love her. We met just 6 months ago, but we've been through so much together and depended on each other so often. It seems like much longer. Her short black hair hung straight tonight, but slightly messy. Her dark skin left only the whites of her gray eyes visible in the night. I sensed, rather than saw, a tired smile and realized I was staring at her lips. Again, I tentatively moved toward her. Anta squeezed past me to sit on the chair beside the motel window. I watched her train her eyes on the dark landscape outside, her familiar scent filling my head. She reached for my weapon, and our fingers touched. I let go and pulled away, finally turning away from her, drifting to the couch to try to rest. I didn't know how long I'd been down when the sound of breaking glass crashed into my dulled senses. Anta's startled cry roused me further, and I was instantly wide awake. I rushed to her, fear coursing through me. Her clothing and hair had been showered with glass fragments from the broken front window. My attention was divided between concern for her safety and the fear of the possibility that this might be a full-on attack.
"Is it them?"
Angel's excited whisper surprised me, even though I knew she was fascinated by the skins. She and Street had glided into the room when they heard the crash, silent as ghosts.
"Yes,"
Anta whispered, beginning to lose control of her emotions.
"And there are hundreds of them."
I discreetly confirmed Anta's report from a position beside the window, careful to stay concealed behind the curtains. Street checked the back through the bathroom window.
"They're out back, too. We may have to fight our way out again."
This situation seemed impossible considering where I was and what I was doing only 6 months earlier. Such a short time, really. But man, it seems like forever ago.